The Senate Indian Affairs Committee gave their approval today to President Obama's nominee for the Director of Indian Health Services. Dr. Yvette Rubidoux now faces a confirmation vote before the entire Senate. The committee approved her by unanimous voice vote this morning. Committee member Senator Lisa Murkowski did not attend today's vote or Rubidoux's question and answer session last week. However, the senator's office says she does support her nomination. If confirmed, Dr. Rubidoux would be the first Native American woman to lead the IHS. She grew up in South Dakota and is a member of the Rosebud Sioux and Standing Rock Sioux tribes. Rubidoux holds degrees from Harvard and has worked as a physician and administrator within IHS. At last week's confirmation hearing, Rubidoux said one of her goals will be fighting diabetes.
It's a huge problem. It is causing so much of a burden on our population, and a huge part of the budget in the Indian Health Service is spent on the complications of diabetes. I think we can focus efforts in two areas, in both prevention and treatment.
Rubidoux said another crisis in Indian country is suicide, especially among teenagers.
I think that problems like suicide have deep roots throughout all of the issues we face in Indian country, and that it's important when we look at the solution for suicide that we work closely with our communities and we work with as many partners as we can to try to figure out how to adequately identify people at risk, how to treat them and respond to them and keep them safe, but we also have to definitely work on correcting those factors in our communities that are making our children think that they don't have a life that's worth living.
Rubidoux outlined four priorities to strengthen partnerships with tribes, reform IHS, improve quality and access to health care for Native Americans, and make IHS accountable and responsive to patients. The Senate Indian Affairs Committee gave her its full support, but warned she has a massive challenge ahead of her, Chairman Byron Dorgan of South Dakota.
I want to start by saying that I believe Dr. Rubidoux will be inheriting an Indian health system that is broken. The Indian Health Service is only funded at about one half of its need. Clinician shortages are rampant. Significant health disparities permeate Indian country. In addition, the Indian Health Service is an agency, I believe, with a history of some very serious management problems and very little follow-through, even when those problems are described.
The Indian Health Service has about 700 facilities and has a budget this year of more than $3.5 billion.